welcome to Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave. I'm Dave.
I'm Eric.
You may know Eric Cribbley from the web series Juggle Ohio, from wrestling as Hobo Joe, stand-up comedy juggernaut in Northeast Ohio. You may know me if you've met me in person.
I think everyone who listens to this is going to know one of us personally.
I would think so.
Yes.
I would think so. So you probably met me in person, or you know Hobo Joe or Schizo.
Schizo the Clown.
Or from the upcoming movie, Cleveland, I Love You.
Yes, we're both in that. If it is ever released, we will be in it.
Or from the upcoming Punchline music video.
Yes, which will probably be released before Cleveland, I Love You.
Well, yeah.
We both have IMDb credits now.
We do.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Green tea to that.
Green tea. I'm drinking a lukewarm Monster Energy that I purchased at the Quick Stop down the street.
Out of the cooler?
Out of the cooler. I received it with a free unclaimed mulatto child.
It is Youngstown.
Just wandering in the parking lot.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's our podcast about?
That's a good question.
You're breathing heavy into that mic.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just walked up a flight of stairs 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, which you're about 15 minutes late, so it could have been a half hour ago.
Yeah.
But...
Am I still doing it?
Yeah.
How far away should I hold it?
That's probably good.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Nothing. We should have prepared.
Nah, you've been doing a lot of stand-up.
Not really.
You've opened a comedy club Wednesday or Sunday?
Yeah.
Were you the first one to perform?
No, Dan Long. That's an interesting story. I should talk about him because he's going to book me for future shows. I shouldn't talk about him. He was the MC and he did about a half hour.
Always good for the MC.
And I really don't want to talk about him because he might book me.
Yeah, but was it a nice club?
Yes.
A lot of people?
150 nearabouts shoved into the banquet hall of the Sunrise.
Nice.
Couldn't walk. The fire marshal surely would have shut them down if he'd been called.
Nice.
And there was a DJ before the show, and he was spinning actual vinyl records.
Really?
Yes. I looked over, and he's got Abbey Road spinning on the fucking thing.
Was he... Wooka, wooka,
wooka, wooka, wooka. No, he wasn't scratching up Abbey Road, but it was spinning. It was an actual record.
I would listen to that. I would listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Let It Be, I think, would scratch really well.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think if I was going to scratch up a Beatles record...
Like Across the Universe?
Someone's done that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the whole...
The Grey album?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty badass.
Yeah, it is. So Paul McCartney really is dead.
That's true. He's not alive.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing we talk about a lot. But I think we've talked about it enough.
Okay, I'll say this. Dan Long closed his 30-minute set as an MC by... And this actually happened. There are photographs. He juggled while wearing oversized glasses and buck teeth and talking in a Chinese accent.
So this is the guy opening that room, right?
Yeah.
So it's his room.
Yeah, pretty much. He's the guy who booked me. He's not like owning it. He's not like the main dude. The main dude's Eric Thompson. I need to remember his name. I'm bad at remembering the names of people who might potentially pay me to do comedy.
Okay, well, we just won't tell them about the podcast because that sounds pretty...
Well, there's the thing. There's that thing. It's the first episode. It's going to fly under the radar.
Oh, absolutely.
People who we know personally are going to listen to it probably have already lost interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People who like you will listen to it, so I'm safe. I could say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because the whole concept of this is that you're going to blow up big like Roseanne Big.
Yeah?
And I'm just Tom Arnold. I'm Tom Arnolding this shit.
I find Tom Arnold so much funnier than Roseanne.
I don't. Roseanne was a good show.
It was.
You know, one of the best sitcoms episodes ever was when DJ was jerking off.
Fuck yes.
That was one of those amazing, like, probably because I was about the same age as DJ too, and I wasn't off squirting off yet.
Is that what gave you the idea?
Roseanne did.
Roseanne?
Yes. Not that episode, but Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr as a person.
Her vagina.
Gave you her vagina.
Yeah.
Opened up a whole world to you of masturbatory possibilities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that episode was fantastic. And then John Goodman was on the latest episode of Damages, and he's got like older kids, and he had a talk to one of them about jerking it. And I was like, man, that wasn't nearly as funny. But that was, if you haven't heard the show Roseanne, you should go check it out.
We're plugging Roseanne? I think it's on Netflix.
Probably. Don't watch. Last two seasons, the last season especially, don't. She had another show. You watch it all?
The reality show?
Roseanne's Going Nuts or something like that.
Yeah, she had a nut farm or something.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, I don't have cable anymore.
Oh.
So yeah, don't have money.
Been watching Heroes on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
But in anticipation of a bit we might do.
We might do? I thought you had one prepared, so.
No, I didn't.
I was setting that up.
Were you setting that up?
I was setting that up.
I wanted to go completely off the cuff for this, the first one, and so far it's been a terrible idea.
I think we're doing pretty good. We're about 5.5 minutes in.
Oh, Jesus. How long are we doing this?
Hour five. We got 55 minutes left in us, don't we?
What do you? What do you really expect this to go?
We'll see how it goes.
What I'm saying is people are going to listen to this because it's the first one. And this is going to be a disaster. It's already...
Oh, yeah.
Already disastrous because we have nothing to talk about. We've prepared nothing.
Well, you have to think. This is one of the episodes, one of the series.
Yeah.
Episode one sucks. By the time we get to the fourth episode, it's A New Hope.
Yeah.
We've got it all turned around. So for us...
Yeah, but I'm saying... We've got to hook people here. This is the pilot. We got to hook people. This is the premise, right?
You want to talk about...
We got to get people hooked so they come back.
Wow. Want to talk about Rush Limbaugh?
I listened to what he said, and I thought it was really fucking funny. Like, legit, I laughed my ass off.
Here's my thing about Rush Limbaugh and everything that happened. Like, Sandra Fluke is not an attractive woman.
All the more reasons why she has to be a slut.
But I would sleep with Sandra Fluke. Absolutely.
Well, you know she's going to do the right thing and get an abortion.
Just because she's in the news, like showing up in the news is the best thing. Like for an average looking girl, like getting kidnapped or murdered is probably the best thing that could happen to their ego.
If an average looking girl gets murdered, though, is that going to be on the news?
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's pretty girls, though.
No, look at them. Look at the ones that are called pretty girls. It's always like, oh, college beauty slain. She's not that great. You never see a headline that's like, College 6 raped and murdered.
Well, they add a couple points now because they've been raped and murdered.
Yeah. So look at...
But they're good-looking broad. But they're good-looking broads. What's that Natalie Holloway? She was all right. She was like a 7.
She wasn't raped and murdered.
Holloway?
She was killed.
Yeah, the Vandersloot.
Yeah, but look at, like, Elizabeth Smart. She's not overly attractive.
Isn't she like 13?
No, she was at one time.
Okay.
She's not overly attractive.
Obviously, she's too old now, first off.
But I would sleep with Elizabeth Smart.
Then?
Not when she was 13, now. Like, she's working for the police or something now.
What else is she gonna do?
Yeah. She helps rape and murder victims because she was there.
She helps rape and murder victims?
Oh, that'd be awesome. It'd be like the end of that really bad Alicia Cuthbert movie. Where she was held hostage. Oh, fuck. What was the name of that?
I think that was the first season of 24.
Captivity. No, Captivity.
There was a cougar. She was being attacked by a cougar.
Oh, fuck. Cougars. Have you seen The Secret Life of Altar Boys?
No. Is it going to be you... Is this going to be you saying movies that I haven't seen and me saying no and you telling me about the movie?
Well, you said cougar, and you can't. If you've seen it, it's these fucking kids... It's one of the Culkins and all these kids.
Which one?
The middle one?
One of the good, Kiernan?
Kiernan, yeah.
He's the good Culkin.
It was about the Igby Goes downtime.
Okay.
So when he was doing all these...
Which one's in Scott Pilgrim? Is that Rory?
That's Kieran.
Kiernan. He's the best Culkin.
I think they're all good. Rory was the one in Signs.
I never saw Signs.
Well...
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
The last 5 minutes sucked.
Because you know why I didn't like it? Because of crop circles. Like, I already know there was just two Scottish dudes with a rake. There's no fucking mystery there.
Anyway, Secret Life of Altar Boys. They have this plan, and there's this cougar at the zoo, and they want to kidnap it. They think it's like a prank to kidnap this deadly beast. So they like concoct this hypnotizing thing and they shoot it and they knock it out.
Wait, if they hypnotized it, why do they have to shoot it?
Not hypnotized. They shoot it to tranquilize.
Okay.
So the whole point is to tranquilize it and then they just go take it and it just fucking... Cougars are heavy as shit.
Yeah, well, they firemen's carry, I imagine, would be the best way to carry a cougar.
Yeah, so Kieran goes in there because he's going through it anyway.
Was the other, what, the other dude? What was his build? Because Kieran Culkin's a scrawny dude.
He went in by himself, I think. It's been a while. But here's the whole point.
This was a one-man operation? He's got to hop that jungle fence.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I think it was just a three-man operation, but then there was a fight, and Kieran's like, fuck it. I don't need you guys. I'm going to steal this cougar by myself.
That's badass, man.
Yeah, so he goes in.
Macaulay wouldn't have done that shit.
But here's the thing, it's like...
He could have trapped the cougar, though. He would have swung a paint can into its face.
When was the last time you went to the zoo and there was one cougar in the display?
Usually the other one's hiding.
Exactly. So he goes down and tranquilizes cougar and goes to pick it up and the fucking second cougar comes out.
Holy shit.
Which you never see in the whole movie. And at no point do they ever like, oh, wait, if there's a second cougar in there. There's never any like, and you're watching and you're like, yeah, it's probably a bad idea to steal a cougar. It's a bad idea. Something could go wrong, but even as you're watching it, you never think, holy fuck, there's a second cougar in there, and then it fucking kills him.
That's the end of the movie?
No, because he wasn't the main character. He was like the main character's friend.
Okay.
It's near the end. It's equivalent to Macaulay Culkin dying by bees.
Ah.
Like, it's near the end, it's a big deal, but it's not. You know it's not like the cougar mauled Anna Chlumsky. So, yeah, still waiting for Rory.
Has Rory been killed in a movie?
No.
I can't think of anything he's been in now that I think about it.
Not by bees or animals, I don't think.
What's he been killed by?
I don't know. I can't think of any Rory movies besides...
By a human being?
He was in Signs, I don't think.
Did the aliens kill him?
No.
The Scottish guy hit him with a rake?
I wish. Something, the thing with that movie, it was awful. The last 5 minutes killed the entire movie. But yeah, so cougars... But back to the lady thing, they...
What? What the fuck were we talking about?
Elizabeth Smart?
Oh.
You don't think she's attractive?
She's a little blonde girl.
Yeah?
I think of her as a 13-year-old little blonde girl, so yes, I find her very attractive.
What about Casey Anthony?
Oh, God, yes.
I'm so obsessed with Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony's a solid 8.
Absolutely. Like, she was an 8 before.
Oh, now that she's murdered a child, she's like an 11.
Yeah, God, I want her to move to Youngstown so bad. I just had so many visions of, like, shopping at Giant Eagle, and she's, like, in a hoodie and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And going up and pretending, like, I don't watch the news. I don't know who you are, but you're just, like, a cute blonde that doesn't seem to have anything holding you back.
Are the children crying coming in on the mics?
I don't know. Yeah.
Everyone listening, the two or three of you, we're doing this in Dave's.
They're probably doing the same thing that kids are doing.
We're doing this in Dave's daughter's room.
Yeah.
She's outside crying because she's not allowed in her room.
There's Valentine's balloons to set the scene.
Because we have to fuck around on the internet.
Yeah. There's Valentine's Day balloons up. There's a frog and a bear representing me and Eric. And there's a giant...
Which one am I?
Probably the frog.
Yeah?
Because you used to wrestle.
Why wouldn't I be the bear then? Bears are natural wrestlers.
But frogs jump.
What the fuck does that mean?
You jumped.
No.
You didn't do any flying acrobatics? Then I'll be the frog. If I were a wrestler, I'd be like the blonde dude that died.
Who the fuck? Owen Hart?
Yeah.
That's how you reference Owen Hart?
The blue dude. Wasn't he the blue dude?
The blue dude that died?
Wasn't he the blue?
At the time, he was doing a gimmick, the blue blazer.
That dude.
But he did a lot of other things in his career.
I don't watch wrestling.
The blue dude that died.
I like the blue dude that died and the junkyard dog that died.
Okay.
Those are like the only two wrestlers I've ever known.
Lots of wrestlers died.
I know.
Almost all of them, as a matter of fact.
Who was it? Chris Benoit?
Chris Benoit killed his family.
Killed his family? I heard they're making a movie about that starring John Cena.
John Cena's playing Chris Benoit? Is that a WWE Productions film?
Yes. Actually, I think...
Although, they probably own the rights to it.
Here would be... Here I'm going to pitch you a movie. John Cena as Chris Benoit, who didn't actually die. He's been on the run and hiding.
Okay.
Since he murdered his family.
All right. John Cena's playing Chris Benoit.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's been, like, hiding underground, trying to...
Literally underground, like in a cave?
Yeah. Like Underground Railroad type thing.
Okay.
Like he's been in, you know, he's been taking that old route because a lot of those still exist.
But see, that's not a cave system.
He built caves from it.
He built caves.
Like offshoots because they're not at all connected anymore. He's had to.
But it's not a system of caves.
No, it's an Underground Railroad.
But they...
Connected by caves.
Okay.
He's been... This was how many years ago? He's had plenty of time.
The thing that concerns me about the Underground Railroad, I'd hate to... Because you're onto something gold here. I feel I need to mention this. As a child, when they taught me about the Underground Railroad, they always made it very clear to point out it was not an actual railroad.
No. There were no trains. I'm aware of that.
But they never mentioned that it wasn't actually underground.
They meant underground, like the underground music scene. So I thought until...
So I thought until I was about 22 that it was a big-ass tunnel going from, like, Georgia to Toronto.
That'd be awesome.
And I thought, well... What are we using these caves for now? And apparently no. I mean, they would occasionally they would hide some niggers in a basement, but they never
15 minutes in.
It's okay because of context, because I'm talking about slavery. Hey. But what I'm saying is it wasn't a system of caves. Now continue in this movie.
Yeah.
There are actual caves.
Yes.
Okay.
John Cena as Chris Benoit.
All right.
He's been hiding underground, building caves. He wants to come back to wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do that is to convince one of wrestling's biggest stars to meet him on the world's biggest stage. So he kidnaps John Cena's wife and kids.
All right. So wait, hold on. John Cena's playing Chris Benoit.
Yes.
He kidnaps John Cena's wife and kids.
Real life John Cena's.
All right.
Wife and kids.
Okay.
John Cena has to hunt them down and face Chris Benoit, played by John Cena.
Who plays John Cena?
The Rock, maybe? Or who's that big dude that did the movie, that See No Evil or whatever?
Kane?
Yeah, maybe him. Or...
So John Cena's playing Chris Benoit, who is still alive.
Yes.
He's hiding in caves throughout the South?
Yes. Well, no, not more Midwest, like...
Okay.
West Virginia-ish?
All right, so like Appalachia.
Yes, mountain caves.
All right.
That go all the way to the mountains to, like, he can go sledding. Like, he has, like, tunnels that go from top of the mountains.
Okay.
To, like, underground.
And he's just running through. How's he eat? He hunts?
Bears. Falcons.
Like, falconry. Like, he has a pet falcon. Like, he has one of those brown gloves and the falcon catches mice for him.
No, he hunts it.
He hunts falcons?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Falcons, bears, anything high in protein, because he's still pretty ripped.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's John Cena ripped.
Okay.
Like he's ripped like that, so...
Why not John Cena in a dual role?
I was thinking about that originally, but you think that's a little... Can you suspend disbelief enough for that to happen? What if...
I don't know. You're right, that's ridiculous.
What if Chris Benoit...
Why not have someone else play Chris Benoit?
You need John Cena.
You want a marketable name.
Yeah.
In the main role.
Yeah, so what about Chris Benoit's growing a mohawk?
Okay.
And sideburns.
Yeah. Well, I figured he'd have just a big, crazy woodsman beard. He's been in the wilderness. He doesn't have a razor.
Big, crazy woodsman beard with a mohawk.
He's still all buff, even though he doesn't have any steroids in the woods.
Yeah, because...
Because Chris Benoit had a very small frame.
You wrestle a bare needed.
That's true.
And you tell me it's not a good workout?
All right.
You do that once a week to survive.
Okay.
Okay, so he's got a big beard and a mohawk.
He would be lean, though. He wouldn't be as bulky.
No, he's John Cena big.
Okay.
Have you ever...
I know what John Cena looks like.
Have you ever seen people in prison that have murdered people?
Yeah, and they have weights.
No, it's because they've taken souls from other people.
Oh, okay.
And absorbed them. So he's got Chris Benoit, has the families.
He has the soul of his wife and retarded son.
Yes. So he has 1.5 souls.
He hasn't killed any other people on the road? Like maybe someone recognizes him?
Maybe a hitchhiker every once in a while.
Maybe someone recognizes he has to hitchhike into society.
I said, I said he has a beard and a mohawk.
All right, fair enough.
So nobody's gonna recognize him?
All right.
So he kidnaps John Cena's family, which I guess John Cena could play it. They pulled it off in...
You know, there's this black guy they have under contract who looks like black John Cena. They could put him in whiteface. His name is Darren Young. It's uncanny.
Not whiteface. Just have him play John Cena.
As a black man.
It'd be like Will Smith playing Captain America. I'm okay with it.
I'm not. Not that I have a problem with black Captain America. I have a problem with it being Will Smith.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
I was okay with Donald Glover for Spider-Man if they decided to have went that route.
I'd have liked that. I'd have liked that. But
now it's just the Jew from The Social Network.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. It's the same. We're casting black Cena. What's his name?
Darren Young is... I don't know if he's still under contract. He hasn't been on TV in like a year and a half.
All right. So instead of him, we'll go with Ted DiBiase Jr.
He was in The Marine too.
Yes.
Which I don't know if he was playing the same character as Cena or if it was a different Marine. But for some reason, they felt like the power, like the star power of John Cena was no longer needed for The Marine too. Like the Marine name was marketable enough all on its own.
Well, when The Marine 2 came out, John Cena was doing. He had that one that actually got a theatrical release.
12 rounds?
Yeah. Where he...
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, because where his wife and kids got kidnapped.
That's all of John Cena's movies.
Yeah. That's why he's perfect for this role.
Yeah.
Now he's the one kidnapping his wife and kids.
He kidnapped his own wife and kids?
Mm-hmm.
And John Cena, not the one playing Chris Benoit, the one played by the other guy.
Yeah.
Knows that Chris Benoit is serious when he kidnaps his wife and kids because he has killed wives and kids before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has his own.
Okay.
He did that to his own. What's he gonna...
Yeah, what's he gonna do to... Yeah.
Like, if I'm a pizza collector and I eat my own pizza one day because I'm so hungry and you bring pizza around me.
Pizza collector?
Yeah, you know...
You come after the delivery man and pick up the money?
That'd be an awesome job because... It'd be a flawed system because dudes drop off pizza and be like, all right, the pizza collector's coming right behind.
Yeah.
But you could just have him deliver it to like 3 houses down and wait and just be like, oh, I was waiting for you and take the pizza and like, all right, the collector, he's about a half of a block back. And you could just walk to your house and then the collector shows up and he's like, yeah, I'm here to pay for pizza or take money for pizza. And they're like, we didn't order pizza. So that system's highly flawed.
Yeah.
But I think it could work. I think you're onto something.
It was your idea, Chief.
You said pizza collector.
Well, you said it first.
I meant someone who collected pizza.
Not money for pizza.
No, no.
Like, they have a collection of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they got hungry one day and ate it.
That would happen.
So, like, if you brought pizza around, you'd be like, oh, God, the pizza collector ate his own pizza. What's he gonna do to my pizza?
Shit. Okay. I completely get you now. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
So that's what John Cena is.
All right.
As Chris Benoit.
He's the pizza collector.
He's... Oh, I think we have a title.
Oh. It's like a metaphorical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
Because that's how he breaks in and kidnaps his wife and kids.
Ding dong. Pizza collector's here.
Mm-hmm.
Right after they order a fucking pizza.
Uh-huh, he takes a part-time job.
Yeah.
Through reconnaissance, he figures out what their favorite pizza is.
Uh-huh.
Takes.
What's their favorite pizza?
Little local place right outside the mountains, like one of those locally owned places that's on the third generation.
John Cena lives right outside the mountains?
Yeah.
See, that's not believable. I'm pretty sure he lives in West Newbury, Massachusetts.
It's a movie. You gotta suspend disbelief.
Okay, fair enough.
This is John Cena, yet to be cast. Lives right outside the mountains, and they're like it's...
And he might be black.
Possibly. I'm open to it.
Okay.
But yeah, so this family, they're like this pizza shop. It just, you know, like the dad just died, and his dad that opened it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, the third generation, he's not only been doing it a couple years, he kind of has his own vision, but yet nobody wants anything to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're used to that pizza. But, like, the Cena family still enjoys it.
Yeah.
They're giving him the benefit of the doubt, hoping that...
And this guy has no problem hiring a pizza collector who looks vaguely like convicted murderer Chris Benoit, who's been on the lam for years.
No, because, you know, Hooters have, like, the orange boobs.
Well, the shorts are orange.
Yeah, yeah. Then they have boobs. Like, he's kind of the same thing. That's kind of like their gimmick. The only thing hasn't changed. What his father and grandfather has done is Mohawk deliveryman.
Oh, okay.
So.
Originally, they were Indians of the Mohawk tribe.
Yeah. That's how long. That's because it's been around for a while. So yeah, Mohawk. Maybe that's the name of the pizza, like...
Mohawk pizza.
Yeah, that works, too.
That works. What were you going to say?
I didn't really have anything but Mohawk pizza.
All right, so wait. Chris Benoit challenges him to a wrestling match. Mm. I thought that's what it was building up to.
Yeah.
But like a shoot match, like they're fighting for real.
What's a shoot match?
A shoot match is a real fight.
With guns?
No, there's no guns.
Oh, a real match on national television?
Or is it like a K-Fab movie where we pretend that wrestling is not predetermined?
Wait, what?
Sometimes in a wrestling movie, in most wrestling movies, you just suspend disbelief and you pretend.
Oh, that it's real.
For the sake of the film, that wrestling is real. No Hold Barred, Ready to Rumble. I believe Body Slam was that same way.
Suburban Commando?
Suburban Commando was not a wrestling film.
Teen Mom?
Teen Mom?
What was the, I think that's Suburban Commando, what was the one where Hogan played like the housewife? Was that Suburban Commando?
No, that was Mr. Nanny.
Yeah, that's the one.
Suburban Commando, he was, I think he was an alien in that one.
I think so.
And Undertaker's in it.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have this wrestling match to death.
Oh, shit.
With weapons?
Okay, you know, this isn't my idea, but a wrestler I know, Vincent Nothing, came up with this. You got one bullet hanging from the top of the ring. It's like a ladder match. Both wrestlers have a gun. One bullet hanging from the top of the ring. First person who can get it, load the gun, shoot the other guy, wins. We could steal that for the movie.
Each of them start with a six shooter?
Yeah, okay. Fully loaded?
Four.
Four.
Four bullets.
Okay.
Four bullets. It's completely bulletproof.
You know, because the pod doors for the elimination chamber are bulletproof.
Yeah, and they're reusable bullets. So if I shoot four times...
I don't think that's possible.
It's a movie.
All right.
I don't know. Aliens aren't real. And if they were in Signs, like, I don't know anybody that was telling Shyamalan, like, I like the idea, but these aliens, you know...
Well, maybe somebody should have.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have, but so reusable bullets. So they shoot them. And they can't reuse them, so it's basically just shooting at each other and then running to regain their bullets, loading them up, shooting them again. And then eventually, they'd probably wrestle. But you need a big shootout first.
Why don't the authorities arrest Chris Benoit when he shows up?
They don't know who he is.
He has an assumed name?
Yeah. Mohawk Johnson.
Mohawk Johnson.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
That's real good.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
His friends call him Beardy.
The beard. Why is the nickname derived from the beard rather than the Mohawk?
Because the Mohawk's in his real name.
No, that's a good point.
If his name was Beardy Johnson, they'd probably call him Mohawk, because you want to respect both.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're good. Who do we talk to, Vince McMahon or Elizabeth?
Who's Elizabeth?
McMahon?
There's no Elizabeth McMahon.
Oh yeah, Mr. Perfect killed her.
Yeah, no, that was a different Elizabeth. And actually, Lex Luger killed her.
Oh. When's WrestleMania?
You know something vaguely about wrestling. You know that Elizabeth died and that someone killed her.
Yeah, I thought it was Mr. Perfect killed her.
No. Kurt Hennig. No.
I don't know who Kurt Hennig is.
Kurt Hennig is Mr. Perfect.
Ted DiBiase? Who was the Million Dollar Man? Who was Elizabeth banging the whole time? Like
Macho Man?
Then Macho Man.
Sometimes the Macho King. It depended on whether or not he was royalty in the moment. He'll always be a king in my heart, though.
He's dead.
He's, yeah, unfortunately. I'm pretty sure he died getting roadhead. It was never explicitly stated, but if you read between the lines.
From Nick Hogan?
No, that was, he killed someone else driving.
Yeah.
Well, he's not dead. He's brain dead. You ever see a picture of that cat?
Uh-huh.
His head is completely dented in. Like, you could eat cereal out of it. His forehead is a bowl.
Did Hogan, is he still in jail or did he get out?
He's out, yeah. He did like 10 months maybe. It wasn't even a year.
Man. When's WrestleMania?
April 1st.
That's like less than a month.
Yeah, it's coming up.
You went last year.
I did. It was a good time.
Not going this year?
No, it's in Miami. I might go next year. It's in Jersey.
Where's it at this year?
Miami.
Oh. There's a Will Smith song about that place.
Yeah.
Forget what it's called, but...
Parents just don't...
Yeah, getting jiggy with it? Getting
jiggy.
Parents get jiggy with it.
Parents getting jiggy with.
That's what he should... Well, he's not getting jiggy with his wife anymore.
We need sound effects. No actual sound effects. You have a computer there, couldn't you? If you were to follow that with a wah wah.
That's your job.
That's where I'm going.
You're the sound effects guy.
Shit, this is a real nickel dick operation we're running here.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
So what? Go back to Heroes. What was your least favorite season?
I didn't prepare for this. We should discuss this for all the viewers who've stuck through for this.
28 and a half minutes.
Oh, Jesus. I proposed a reoccurring bit for me and Dave so we would have something planned next time we do this.
And I said, fuck preparedness.
Basically, me and Dave enjoyed bitching about Heroes because it was a promising show that really went to shit. So my idea was we reviewed an old episode of Heroes from the third or fourth season, and then we'd bitch about it.
Which I would have to watch the third and fourth season because I quit sometime through the season. Maybe I made it into the third.
You didn't make it all the way?
No.
I stuck through. I stayed on that ship till it sank.
No. You know the stupid short-haired, runny, fast girl?
Yeah, she was cute.
She died.
She started boning Matt Parkman for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me about this before.
Yeah, she died a couple of times.
She died a few times. The first one was a dream sequence, I think.
And the second time she died, I think, if she's not dead, I'm done watching the show.
Yeah.
And she showed up like 15 minutes into an episode, and I turned it off. Never watch it again.
She ended up dying for real, I think, in that same episode.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I want specific episodes we can bitch about.
We worked with a guy that looked like Skyler Siler. But when we told him...
He pretended to not know who Siler was.
He's like, what's the actor's name? I haven't watched Heroes.
But he knew who Zachary Quinto was.
Yeah.
But he didn't know who fucking Siler was.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a big fan of the fucking Star Trek reboot, because that's the only two goddamn things he's been in.
Or American Horror Story.
Well, this was, I think... Well, no, he would have already been on that.
Yeah, but he's also the star of season two of American Horror Story.
That's what I hear.
Playing a completely different character.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
I know. That's going to confuse the hell out of dumb people.
If they follow that first season of that...
Because Jessica Lange's on it, too. And they have a lot of the same cast playing different characters.
Is that Horny Maid coming back?
Young Horny Maid was hot.
Yeah.
I didn't watch much of the show. I like Kate Mara. Like, I pretty much only started watching it when I realized Kate Mara was on it.
I just... she's Rooney Mara's sister.
Yeah.
From... I didn't realize how hot Rooney Mara was until I saw her at the Golden Globes. Jesus Christ.
I... did not like American Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I haven't seen it yet.
Because I should not be attracted to that character.
Yeah.
And she is so hot. Like, I feel bad being, like, attracted to the character after reading everything.
I was attracted to Swedish Lisbeth.
Nah. Not like this.
But I'm a weird dude.
Not like this.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable attraction.
It'd be like if Casey Anthony was playing... Like, it was that level of...
Oh.
Yeah, it was that level of attraction. If you see Casey Anthony at the grocery store, like, what's your opening line? Like, I'm Casey Anthony, and I'm shopping for oatmeal.
Okay.
Like, I'm in the oatmeal aisle. I have, like, a gray hoodie on, tight yoga pants, like, my hood's up.
Yeah. You got those big sunglasses on. Like, you don't want people to recognize you're Casey Anthony.
Yes. Because everyone hates you because you murdered your daughter. I'm not wearing the head, the sunglasses, but the hoodie's over my head.
I think she would definitely have the big sunglasses on. There's no way she doesn't.
No, because you'd expect her to.
Ah, okay.
She's just a blonde in yoga pants and a gray hoodie.
All right.
That's covering her face.
Maybe no makeup.
No. Yeah, no makeup.
No makeup. She still looks good, though.
Oh, yeah. Especially in those yoga pants. So you see me, I'm shopping for oatmeal.
I feel like I have to acknowledge in the opening that I support the fact that she murdered her daughter.
See?
Like, that's the first thing I need to say, so we've established a rapport.
See, I don't. I would go a different route.
You say, don't even acknowledge it. Like, you don't know who she is.
I want to pretend I don't know who she is.
Okay.
So I'd be like, hey, oatmeal, huh? Just for yourself, or are you buying some for your husband?
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, like everybody knows Casey Anthony.
Who's the baby daddy of that little dead girl?
It wasn't.
She doesn't know, does she?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
There was a guy after that, after she...
That'd be a hell of an episode of Maury.
Oh, God.
How did they test for the DNA now, though? That's the problem.
It's in her trunk.
Mm.
But there was a guy, like, after she was found innocent, that came on Nancy Grace and...
He came on Nancy Grace? That's the most disturbing mental image I've ever had.
I'd watch it. But he was on there and being like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, I guess there was a chance he could have been the dad. But other than that, nobody knows.
No one knows.
No. But yeah, I would. I would take the complete different... I don't want her to know that I know who she is. And at some point, to seal it home, I want to, like, bait her into saying something about Nancy Grace.
Okay.
Just so I could say who. Because I think that sells. Like, I think that if you convince her that you don't know who Nancy Grace is,
yeah,
you're in there.
How do you bait that without giving away that you know who Nancy Grace is?
I think we're playing mind games.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, I was going to go home and heat up some oatmeal and watch TV. Like, what are you going to watch when you get home?
Uh-huh.
And like, I like pundits. Like, I'd name some pundits.
Yeah.
And then I'd think she's playing like mind games and she's trying to catch me in something.
Uh-huh.
She'd be like, oh, I'm just gonna go home and watch Nancy Grace. I can't get enough of her.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, who? What's is she on? I don't watch Fox News. Is she on Fox News? And then I think I'd have her.
Yeah.
And then we're going back to her place and we're gonna pretend to watch a pundits and I pretend to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Cup of Joe. Well, we'll watch Cup of Joe.
Oh, okay. I thought that was on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
I got
you. So the oatmeal's not the only thing that's creamy.
Hey-o. See, that's where we need another sound effect.
I got distracted by a motorcycle. That's all. I think I had more, but yeah, I think. I think I was going into detail.
Too bad that motorcycle drove by, because that was going well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to give details.
Hmm.
Because the TV wouldn't even get turned on when we get home. But we would. Because she's so convinced that I have no idea who Nancy Grace is.
You're onto something. See, I would just walk up to her and be like something like, I support a woman's right to choose.
I'm pro-choice.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
I hate swimming, too. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I wish she lived here. I hope she listens to this.
How do we get it directly to her? Is she on Facebook?
Is she on Twitter? I hope she's on Twitter. I wish she was on Twitter. But then she could tweet at us and tell us which approach works.
Oh, yours is gold.
I think so.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah. Yeah, many times. That's how I get back. That's how I get her back to her place.
Hmm.
And then I know her secret hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can blackmail her into keeping an ongoing FWB, as they would call it on Craigslist relationship.
Yeah, you don't want to get tied down to Casey Anthony.
Oh, no, no. So that happens when you're stuck with her. So you think she's dating?
Yeah, definitely. We both want to fuck her.
But do you think she's... There's got to be guys that don't care.
Neither of us care.
There's got to be guys that... There's probably guys out there that... don't know who Nancy Grace is.
There's probably. Yeah.
That's...
Here's the thing. She's hot. I don't know how old she is. She's about our age, right?
No.
Late 20s? She's younger than that?
She's like early 20s, I thought. Like 24-ish?
She's sweet Jesus God. What a piece of ass.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's young. It's proven she doesn't want or need children. So if you knock her up, at the very least, she got a couple years of child support, and then she's going to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
She'll kill again. They always do. At the very least, she'll get an abortion, make up her mind a little quicker this time.
See, here I didn't want to talk about topical stuff.
About abortions?
No, about Casey Anthony. So I think we're okay because we're about 9 months behind.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So if this takes a couple weeks to go up, it's not like, yeah, we're all right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I just looked at the mixer like, I know what I'm doing with it.
I don't know. I don't understand mixers. There's a lot of knobs and I don't know what any of them do. Like, if I fuck with this, does that do anything? Did that do anything?
Well, nothing's plugged into that one.
Oh, well, fuck.
Like, I know what these two do.
Yeah.
because this turns you all the way up or down. Like, I don't know what talk. Say something.
Oh, I'm talking into a thing.
I don't know that.
With this stuff.
Oh, that did. Yeah, I don't know what that one did. Bleh. Now talk.
What?
Oh, hey. Hello? Yeah, well, there's knobs on here. They're like blue and red and gray, but I don't know. Oh, hey, can I turn my headphones up?
All I'm saying is that motherfucker knew who Siler was.
Yeah. Dude, the thing is, in his headshots, he looks like
Peter Petrelli.
He looks exactly like Peter Petrelli when he shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Then he grows a beard, and he looks like Siler. Like, exactly. Yeah, he was an experience, but... So how's your stand-up going?
Eh, I tell jokes, people laugh.
Do you do the banana bits still?
No, I stopped, dude. I hate the first half of that.
I loved everything about that bit.
Well, thank you. I don't know.
Do you do... I forgot what other bits I like. I like the whole school one.
Yeah, that needs work, too.
But those are both like 5 or 10 minute bits.
Yeah.
That's like... that's why I like when you headline. I got super sick. I was supposed to come see you like last week or so. And I just got super ill like all week I had planned. I told people, oh, you gotta come out, and I just didn't go.
There was people there. It was interesting.
High school girls?
Yeah, there were a few. That kid in the wheelchair, that crippled kid?
Yeah.
He brings out the high school pussy, man. There's this one, I shouldn't single him out because it's creepier that way. She knows who she is. She knows who she is.
She looked like Casey Anthony?
No.
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 So what's going on with WrestleMania this year? Who's wrestling big time?
Well, the big match is Cena and The Rock is the big match.
You know, I think it would be. I think it would be awesome if you met somebody who didn't know who The Rock was and only knew Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're like, you know, I really like The Rock. He's like, who? I don't know. He's in the movies. Like, oh, what movies? Rundown. It's like, oh, that... Dwayne Johnson joint? Like, what? Like, who'd he play in that? It's Dwayne Johnson. Sean William Scott. Like, is he one of those bad guys chasing them? That'd be awesome. I want to meet that guy. Like, you see Journey 2 starring Dwayne Johnson? The Rock was in it too. I like that. Who's Mr. Kennedy?
Who?
Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, he's gone mad. He's been gone for a while.
He was another one of those direct to DVD sequels.
Was he in one of those?
Behind Enemy Lines 2?
Ah, yes, that was Mr. Kennedy.
A sequel to not even a WWE movie.
Yeah, they're picking up abandoned sequels.
I like to direct to DVD sequels. I don't. Like, I don't watch them, but they make me laugh. Like Mean Girls 2. There was Legally Blondes. Was the third Legally Blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like... They make me laugh because it's just like, let's take the name of a movie, have nothing to do with it, and just release it. We should just do a few of those.
Yeah.
Let's make one.
Like what?
Avatar.
He's doing another one of those.
4. We're going to skip to 4.
Okay.
New Hope.
All right.
This one takes place on Earth before we have time to flee.
Is this the prequel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, without Sam Worthington. That dude's the worst.
That sounds fair. Are there still blue dudes
in
it?
Yeah, on Earth.
Okay.
Like it's...
But it's a prequel.
Humans start turning blue.
All right. Oh, it's like Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I was thinking more like zombies.
Okay.
Like people start turning into blue zombies.
Well, that's just a fucking zombie movie.
But they're blue. And it's called Avatar 4, A New Hope.
Well, I mean, it's just a zombie movie.
Yeah, but at the end, we'd be the main characters, obviously.
You and me?
Yeah.
Playing ourselves?
We're not in it.
Oh, actors.
John Cena would play me.
Okay.
Mr. Kennedy would play you.
Fair enough.
We flee to... Unobtainable. Whatever the name of that planet was.
I don't remember.
Pandora.
Unobtainium was the name of the thing they were looking for.
Why was it named that? Because it was unobtainable?
I think without irony, they called it that.
It's so dumb, I never saw it.
Because they did. They did. I saw part of it. They did the same thing in The Core, but it was, they knew it was Like, they winked to the camera when they did it. Like, they knew they were fucking around. I think in Avatar, they were serious. I saw, like, the last half of Avatar.
What was the...
The Core was actually fucking good.
The Core came out of there was another movie that was almost like The Core.
Armageddon.
No, Armageddon was with them.
Deep Impact.
But The Core...
Dante's Peak.
That was Dante's Peak and Volcano.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know, but The Core came out and there was another one.
Schindler's List.
I think that might be it. Do they go into outer space that time in that one?
Yes, Schindler's List. Schindler had a list of
planets he wanted to visit?
Yes.
I would watch. I've never seen Schindler's List.
Neither have I, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then Flamethrower was in it.
I wish there needs to be more Flamethrowers.
Well, there might actually... There might be, actually, because they kill a lot of Jews.
But that's they... They put them in the oven.
There's flames in an oven. They don't throw them.
Like, if you're cooking, cooking hot dogs and hamburgers on Labor Day, you don't get out the flamethrower. It's the same thing.
You do if it's a good fucking party, you do.
That'd be awesome. I need to go to more parties with flamethrowers.
Never been to one.
I tried a few. Well, I say a few, like, 8 4th of Julys ago.
Yeah.
I tried so hard to blow up my friend Jason's car. Nobody would let me. Early in the night, I blew up. My friend Kevin and Noel just moved into a house. I blew up. It was their first day living in the house. I blew their neighbor's pool. It was fucking awesome. I was just one of those big inflatable pools.
Yeah?
We had those things like that spin around. And it's what would happen if you put one of those on the floor or on the ground instead of shooting into the sky. I put on the ground, it shot directly in the side of the pool, and just like an 8 foot pool of water just goes everywhere. And I was like, it was timed perfectly because a wife like came to walk out back with like a bag of trash just as our pool like exploded. And she looks all over my buddy Noel, who just moved in that day. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So I left there and wanted to blow up my buddy Jason's car, but nobody let me. Yet, he was allowed to play with nunchucks. What kind of bullshit is that?
Was he foreign?
Huh?
Was he foreign? What was his nation of origin?
States.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't blow up an American's car.
It was red.
Oh, okay. So it was a communist vehicle.
It was older.
It was a Volvo. I accidentally shot a mortar shell at my girlfriend's family. It tipped over, and I think it was one of those five bursts that just started launching.
Oh, jeez.
They were ducking for cover and shit.
Was this the 4th of July?
Yes, it was. Might have been the 3rd. It was that weekend.
Nobody died?
No one died. No, I feel bad. I felt kind of bad about it because usually, mostly because I'd wasted the mortar shells.
I used to be in a band, and the one that worked at the fireworks factory worked for Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one needed a job, but his mom would not let him work in the fireworks factory because his uncle died in a firework fire.
That'd be a hell of a fire to see.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine dying in that, because why would you run?
No, it would be spectacular.
It'd be amazing. If I ever killed anybody, I would hope I'm wearing a shirt and tie.
It would be like dying defending Fort McHenry.
I don't know what that means.
That's the fort, right? Star-Spangled Banner? I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Baltimore. It's outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't know history.
Don't you care about fucking America, you douchebag?
Nah.
You wouldn't, you liberal fucking hippie. You don't fucking know anything about America.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know why I thought about that. I think I thought about it because I'm wearing a t-shirt and tie. But if I had to kill anybody, whether it be like murder, self-defense, or like a zombie, the first time I hope I'm in a shirt and tie.
The first time you kill someone?
Yeah.
After that, you could wear sweats. The thrill is gone.
Ideally, I'd kill in a string, like either... You're like a bunch of zombies, or like I'm held hostage and somebody's about to kill my family. Like, I just go nuts and I kill the entire room. I'm just like bloody and covered with the shirt and tie.
Mm-hmm.
I like that image of myself.
Yeah.
If you...
I just want to say, I wouldn't want to kill someone in sweatpants because my boner would be more noticeable.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to kill somebody when you're walking at an angle.
Yeah.
And then peeing on their body. It's just, you have to stand so far back.
Whenever I imagine myself like as like a badass, like in some sort of alternate reality where I'm just a fucking badass, I'm always wearing a suit and tie.
Who isn't? This goes back to Sam Worthington. I was watching a movie of Sam Worthington where he's like fucking walking down like the street in broad daylight, shooting a gun in like a full suit, and he did not look like a badass.
How is that possible?
I don't. Sam Worthington's the worst.
What else has he been in?
Avatar, Man on a Ledge, this movie where he walked down the street in broad daylight shooting a gun and still didn't look cool. Clash of the Titans.
Aw, fuck.
This was the thing about Sam Worthington. Terminator Salvation.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, he was Marcus, I guess. I never saw it, but...
Oh, okay. I still haven't seen that, and I fucking love Terminator.
He was... years ago, like, every studio exec thought he was going to blow up from Avatar, and they're like, we got to put Sam Worthington in these movies, every movie we make. Then nobody gives a fuck about Sam Worthington.
He could play John Cena.
Nah, he should be John Carter, because that would be, like, the least interesting movie ever. Sam Worthington is John Carter.
My girlfriend thought that was a retelling of Pocahontas.
Did she... I hope she thought after she saw the previews.
Yeah, she did, but she understands, like... I don't remember that from Pocahontas. I don't remember Green Dudes.
Well, it was...
Because the guy's name is John Smith, the guy who falls in love with Pocahontas.
I thought there were two, or I'm thinking Sacagawea. I'm thinking Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
John Smith falls in love with Pocahontas?
But she thought his name was John Carter, and apparently a bunch of people thought this. She wasn't the only one.
And he says to John Smith, says to Pocahontas, I would rather die tonight than live 100 years and never see you again. Say that to Casey Anthony. In the oatmeal aisle of the grocery store. Like, that's... Imagine if that's your opener.
Oh.
If it's... Who has the confidence to open with that?
See, that would backfire and you'd be creepy. But then again, Casey Anthony's coming from a lonely place.
Very lonely place. Who would you use that on? Like, who's... Neither of us are single, so we can't really test it out.
I could still test it out. It's not going to go well anyway.
You want to know the whole reason why you end up in Juggalo, Ohio?
Why?
Well, I haven't thought about it all. Like, I hadn't really. We were busy writing it, and we hadn't thought about casting. Like, I had just... Like, Rick was originally going to be Schizo. And I had a scene in my head where I wanted Buddy to give Kyle advice on picking up girls. And I wanted the scene to be like, just use that line Schizo always uses. And then it would cut to a flashback if you sing that line in your bit. Or that bit of your act where you talk about the best stand-up line ever. Because you always make me laugh when I...
Oh, let me beat them cakes, Colleen. Yeah.
You just screaming it at a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought... I can't email Cribbly and be like, hey, can I steal one of your jokes to put in the script? So it's like, fuck it, I'll just cast him and use his joke. We never used it, and then you were just fucking perfect as him, so it worked out.
Yeah.
I'm glad I tried to steal that.
Well, no, I'm glad I got to be part of Juggalo, Ohio. It's changed my life immeasurably.
Mm-hmm. You get recognized all the time when you do stuff with me, Tony, now.
Mm-hmm. When I'm with other guys... Who were in it, I'm recognized by other guys who were in it.
Or other guys that know the other guys that were in that liked you. I've never seen you do anything where you didn't steal a scene in it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Like, I haven't seen Cleveland. I love you, but I know you stole that scene.
I'm not on the poster. That's cool.
We're not even on the cast page. I don't know if they updated it.
No, I'm not. We're on IMDb. We're on that shit.
We're on IMDb, but...
No, I think it's because our headshots are unprofessional.
Mine look great.
You did. I thought they were fine. My dad took mine in my bathroom, so I didn't know what their fucking problem was.
Mine, my mustache.
You had a pedo stash. To be envied by pedos everywhere.
That was my favorite. That's probably my favorite experience of that movie, was taking the headshot. But we weren't on the cast page for a long time, and... extras from our scene are like their headshots.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's coming out later, 2000.
It'll be released at some point, and you should watch it.
Later, 2011. Wait, what year is this?
It's 2012.
Later, 2012. Cleveland, I love you. Hitting
festivals, I imagine.
Festivals.
It'll be in some festivals.
Starring Jillian Jacobs from
Of Community.
Busy Phillips.
Of Cougar Town.
Eric Cribbly of Juggalo, Ohio.
Yes. Dave Bacella of
Eric and Dave Talking, the podcast.
I don't even know if you know the title.
I think it's
Dave.
Eric's first, right?
Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave.
Yeah, it's good.
We have a website, ericanddave.com.
It's probably where you're seeing this.
I don't even think it's updated yet.
Oh.
By the time this... Well, it will have to be by the time this...
When will this be out?
We're live. Now?
As you're listening to it?
This is live.
It'll be now.
We're live. That's why we're so current on the news. But, yeah, I'm not hoping for a couple days now, but I'm not good with the internet.
Hmm.
Or audio recording. Like, I'm just gonna... We're gonna turn you red all the way to the right.
Okay.
For the rest of this, then I'm gonna turn this blue one.
I bet if you turn all those the right way, and then like I belch, it'll make everyone listening shit themselves.
They're not gonna make it to the... Whoa.
No one is still listening.
No. I've turned it off at this point.
Yeah.
In my editing, I've gotten it's like, oh, the fuck. Oh, fuck, the rest of it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I probably gave up.
There's no way anyone's listening.
So. No. If you made it to the end, tweet at Eric Cribbley with a K.
Yes.
And at Dave Bacella, no Ks.
It's got to be something so we know they've made it this far.
Yeah. And then you get a prize. On the next episode, we'll work your name into a fan fiction or Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Are you going to write that? Because I've never seen that show.
Neither have I. But I know there's stars and robots and stuff.
All right. We'll come up with something.
Yeah. So that's that. Tweet us.
Well, what are they going to say? They have to say something so we know that they've made it this far.
Say? I'll say two words and you say, or you say two words and then I'll say two words.
Okay.
Tweet back at least three of those words.
All right. In any order?
Yes.
All right. Casey Anthony's...
Butt nuggets.
All right.
So tweet back only three of those words.
Yeah. If it's all four...
You're disqualified.
Because you've listened to the first part, you've turned it off at this point.
But other than that...
How far are we?
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Are you?
We did 54 and a half minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. See, I knew we could do it.
We did it. I don't know how good it is.
Oh, I do. I know it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Ideally, with more experience, we could have something here, but we've already failed to hook the viewer with our terrible first episode.
Mm-hmm. And the heroes thing won't be a surprise anymore.
No.
No, and...
That's the only idea I had for a reoccurring bit,
My too. Idea for a bit?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Battlestar Galactica fan fiction.
That'll be fun. We have to work the word Caprica in it, I think.
Okay.
And Danger Robots. I think that's all I know about it.
They said that?
I don't know. Maybe. Their mouths lit up.
I know that Dean Stockwell was on the remake.
I remember. When I was young, I can't remember, but I've been told, been to Battlestar Galactica because I don't remember what other, but there was like, I was traumatized because there was like this rape, like these aliens like raped this woman and this dude was like outside like watching his family get raped.
That's hardcore.
Oh, I was.
That would be the original series, not the remake.
Yeah, yeah. So I was only like 6 or 7. And that was my first experience, like, rape on television, you know? Like, it hit me hard now. Eh, whatever, it's fake. Rooney Mara getting raped in a dragon tattoo kind of hot, but...
I nodded. You can't see that on the internet.
Yeah. But, yeah. Eric and Dave Talking.
With Eric and Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Eric.
And we will be talking with you again.
Yay, podcast.